From sunny and breezy Ellendale, North Dakota, we say good afternoon as we get set for a great a non-conference football action between the Dort College Defenders and Trinity Bible. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest 0-5 overall. They are 0-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. This will be their final non-conference game of the season, as it's all GPAC action from here on out. This is also the tipping point of the season as well, as from here on out after today. It'll be five games remaining and six games behind the back. The Dort College Defenders coming off a loss to the Concordia Bulldogs last week. Trinity Bible comes in 2-4 this year. They got a win over Maranatha Baptist and also a forfeit win over Cole College earlier this season to go to 2-4. We will check in with Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner Corey Westra. He will fill us in on what's happening in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this weekend. We'll also check in with Coach Greg Youngblood. Pregame comments out on the windswept field here at Ellendale, North Dakota. We'll get that interview as well during our pregame show. It's Parents' Day here in Ellendale. We'll get kicked off a little after 1 o'clock. We'll make the adjustments as we go. Right now, let's take a break, and we'll be back checking in with Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner Corey Westra right after this.
GPAC Football Saturday Report for Saturday, October 11, brought to you by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I'm Corey Westra. On your Football Saturday Report this week, let's begin with last week's GPAC Football scoreboard. Concordia was a winner over Dort, 38-14. Doan wins over Nebraska Wesleyan in the 100 all-time meeting between the two schools. The final in Crete was 55-29. Hastings wins at the Dakota Dome in a shootout over Briar Cliff, 59-46. Morningside a winner at home over Midland. It was 68-28, the final score. And in non-conference play last Saturday night in Mitchell, Dakota Wesleyan defeats Dakota State, 27-22 was the final score. Here's last week's Hoffman America Sports Football Players of the Week. On offense, Connor Zump, wide receiver from Nebraska Wesleyan, takes the honor after tying a Nebraska Wesleyan school record with four touchdown passes caught against Doan. He had new career highs of nine catches for 209 yards in the game. Aaron Hanlon, defensive lineman from Doan, takes the defensive player of the week. He had three tackles for a loss and two sacks in that game against Nebraska Wesleyan. He also added a blocked kick in the win for the Tigers. And LaVon Wright, return specialist from Briar Cliff, is the special teams performer of the week. He had a kickoff return for 99 yards and a touchdown at the Dome. He also had 65 punt return yards on the afternoon for Briar Cliff University. That's your Hoffman America Sports Football Players of the Week and a look back at last week. Coming up after the break, we'll preview this week around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The GPAC Football Saturday Report continues right after this message about the Great Plains Athletic Conference.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA Daktronic Scholar Athletes, and the GPAC has 20 team NAIA national champions. Visit our website at gpacsports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
And we look at the October 11 week of GPAC football this week as we jump right into the conference schedule. An early game in Orange City this week with Briar Cliff playing at 13th-ranked Northwestern. 11 o'clock kickoff at Beveloy Stadium, Corber Field. Northwestern is coming off a bye week. They are 3-1 overall, undefeated in league play at 3-0. Briar Cliff comes into the contest 1-4 overall, 1-3 in the conference. The rest of the games all kick off at 1 o'clock. Concordia will go to Nebraska Wesleyan. Nebraska Wesleyan is 1-4 overall, 1-3 in the league, with Concordia 3-2 overall and 2-1 in GPAC play. Doan will head to the road this week with a three-game win streak. The Tigers will play at Dakota Wesleyan against the other Tigers. DWU comes in ranked 18th in the country. They are riding a record of 4-1, 2-1 in league play. Doan is 3-2 and 3-1 in the conference. Morningside will take their number one ranking, an undefeated record of 4-0 and 3-0 in the league, on the road to Hastings, where the Broncos are 3-2 and 2-2 on the season.
And finally, Dort will take to the road at 0-5. They will travel to Trinity Bible for a non-conference game at 1 o'clock on this Saturday afternoon. Midland is off for this week in GPAC football. Here's the updated NAIA Top 10 this week. Morningside remains in the number one spot. Baker number two. Georgetown is three. Carroll is ranked fourth. Southern Oregon is ranked fifth. Grandview holds down the number six spot. Missouri Valley is ranked seventh. William Penn, eight. Faulkner is ranked ninth. Robert Morris is number 10. Northwestern, 13, and Dakota Wesleyan, 18 in NAIA football this week. And this has been your GPAC Football Saturday Report for October 11. I'm Corey Westra for the Great Plains Athletic Conference.
You're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders getting set to take on Trinity Bible in non-conference football play. Trinity Bible, as I noted earlier, 2-4 this year with a win over Maranatha Baptist for their lone win on the field. They did get a victory over Cole College. That was by forfeit. Lions have scored at least 24 points in all but one of their games and have scored as many as 42 points. That came in a 68-42 shootout with Waldorf to open the season. The Lions average 114 yards on the ground and 281 yards passing. Kasdan Rice has gained 341 yards on the ground on 78 carries and has a 4.4 average with three touchdowns. Thomas Parson has run for 121 yards on 32 carries and has one touchdown. Trevor Taylor has completed 109 of 188 passes for a little over 1,200 yards. He also has 11 touchdowns, but he has also thrown 11 interceptions. His favorite target is Lim Windham, with 26 catches for a 14.4 yards per catch average and six touchdowns. Royan Rote has 20 catches for 18.5 yards per catch. Tanner Twig and Rice have 16 and 15 catches each. Barry Bighorn has 12 catches, while Alex Watley and David Rivera each have 10 grabs. Isaiah Bars has punted 21 times for the Lions. Tyler Lotbody is 15 of 20 on point after tries, 3 of 4 on field goals. Clint Stout leads the defense with 39 tackles, and he has an interception. Cole White has 35 tackles, Isaiah Bars 23. Opponents run for 187 yards per game against Trinity Bible and pass for 281 yards. Dort College is 0-5 this year, 0-4 in the GPAC. The defenders average 165 yards per game on offense with a split at 80.6 yards on the ground, 85.6 yards per game in the air. Daniel Fennig leads the team with 186 yards rushing on 63 carries, and he has a touchdown. Xavier Caffey has become a viable option on offense in recent games with a pair of touchdowns, and he averages right at 3 yards per carry. Trey Pickney has 26 attempts, and he has run for 4.3 yards per carry. Taylen Seaman has taken all the snaps at quarterback for the past 2 weeks. He's completed 17 passes for two touchdowns this year. Jason Miller is the leading pass catcher with 13 catches for a 10.9 yards per catch average. Trey Pickney has 9 catches, averages 19.4 yards per catch. He will not be in action, though, today. He suffered a hand injury last week. He will be out for the near future. Cameron Petrie has 20 solo tackles, 7 assisted stops. Anthony Serrar has been in on 25 tackles. P.J. Trammell and J.T. Texera each have an interception. Keith Bonestro has punted 36 times for a 37.7 yards per punt average. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's check in now with Coach Greg Youngblood on the windy field here in Ellendale, North Dakota, and here's what the coach had to say. At Fort Dort College versus Trinity Bible, non-conference football at Ellendale, North Dakota. And, Coach, it seems like every Saturday we've been dealing with wind, and today no difference. And it's going to be a definite advantage and disadvantage today. Tell me about your game plan for Trinity Bible this afternoon.
Yeah, no, wind's blowing pretty good, but we want to get on the ground. It's going to be an advantage for us, I think, for more fast. We do both, and but either way, you know, it's our team got St. Elements, both teams, so it's got to not be not turned over. I'm sure they're going to say the same thing in these games where makes the fewest mistakes, especially with turnovers and penalties, is going to be a big advantage to win the game.
Offensively, let's talk about your team, your game plan today. You talked about on the ground, Trey Pickney out for a little while offensively at least. What do you do to fill that slot? What is your game plan on offense?
Well, we got some good young slots, so that's nice to get a lot of could be obviously losing a senior like Trent and Boston. Also, you're going to see Dan Finney today back in the last year, so that's a good thing. And look, Vanevek will then be dancing. It's definitely not an excuse for us not to move the football.
And I know it's windy, and I did that partly to give you an indication of how windy it is here at Ellendale, and not a lot of protection around the field. You've got a hedge on the east side of the field, if I've got my directions correct. Wind's going to be blowing out of the south at 15 to 25 miles per hour, and I would venture to guess it's closer to 30 miles per hour while we were trying to conduct that interview. And I'll just summarize, as Coach Greg Youngblood drowned out by the wind somewhat. Defensively, North College, we talked about the game plan, obviously, and the fact that the wind is going to be blowing for both teams. And the North College defenders are going to look to keep it on the ground as much as possible this afternoon. Trinity Bible, a team that likes to pass it just a little bit more than North College, so the wind may play more of a factor for them than it will for the North College defenders. For North College, on defense, they need to stop this Trinity Bible team and take advantage and possibly force some turnovers. Let's pause for another break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Glad to have you along with me on a Saturday afternoon, October 11. Non-conference football today. Already one conference game nearing conclusion. Northwestern and Briarcliff got started earlier this morning. They got started at 11 o'clock this morning, and their game nearing completion. Last check, it was Northwestern leading the Briarcliff Chargers 31-0. In Orange City. They're making way for a marching band contest at the Diboloy Stadium, so they have to get that one out of the way earlier. Dort College Volleyball has today off. Dort College Soccer is at Hastings. Dort College Cross Country is running at Rimrock. That's near Lawrence, Kansas. That is in the NAIA preview meet. We are just about set for football between Dort College and Trinity Bible. Dort College will be receiving the opening kickoff. B.J. Trammell and Marquise Goodman back deep for the defenders. Trinity Bible will be kicking off with the wind. Tyler Lightbody will get the benefit of about a 20-mile-an-hour wind straight at his back out of the south to the north from right to left here at Trinity Bible College, Ellendale, North Dakota, and the end-over-end kick is taken by Trammell. Trammell near the goal line as he brings it out. He's out to the 15, to the 20. And it's going to be brought down at the 21-yard line. So bringing it up, P.J. Trammell. Trammell, the freshman from Holland, Michigan, gives Dort College their first possession of the football game at their own 25-yard line. Dort College, first down and 10, and Taylen Seaman, number 6, will be the quarterback, and as Coach Greg Youngblood noted earlier, you move Daniel Fennig out to the slot. You've got Loken Vandebeck as the running back. You've got Xavier Caffey lined up in the right slot, and Dort College has their two receivers. They send a man in motion, hand it off to Loken Vandebeck. Vandebeck, the 5 or 6 yard pickup on the play, running straight ahead, right behind Riley Sharper, Dort College's center from Forest City, Iowa. And the Dort College defenders have it, second down. And we'll call it 5 yards to go. So a pickup of 5 yards on the play for Vandebeck. Vandebeck, the junior from Orange City, he'll get more snaps today. He's been playing a series or two throughout the season in each game, giving Daniel Fennig a breather. This time he gets another carry, and he's straight up the middle again. Josh Connor there for the tackle. Throws him back after a short gain on the play. We'll give him a couple. It's going to be third down and 3. Third down and 3 yards to go at the 30-yard line. Dort College with the wind in their face. Daniel Fennig will line up in the right slot now. Over on the far side for Dort College is Jason Miller. Taylen Seaman is under center. three-man front for Trinity Bible. Send a man in motion. They pitch it wide over to Fenning. Fenning trying to get to the edge, and he's got the first down. Throwing a block for him was Caffey. He makes it all the way to the 35-yard line. Caffey out of the slot, getting out in front of him, throwing a block to spring him, and he gets 5 yards on the pickup, and it's a first down for the Dort College defenders.
Carry by number 22, Fenning.
Daniel Fenning with the carry. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 35-yard line. So Dort College able to run early against this Trinity Bible team. Trinity Bible, remember a few of these players from last year when they visited Sioux Center. Remember Jerome Green, imposing character, 6'3", 295. He lines up at a left defensive end. He's got the pink sleeves and pink stockings today. Under center is Talon Seaman. Seaman pitches, fake the handoff to Vandebeck, gets it over to Fenning. Fenning to the 40, to the 45, and brought out of, down out of bounds near the first down marker. So Daniel Fenning picks up 10 on the play, and another first down for the defenders. Their second first down of this drive that started at their own 25-yard line. So Dort College sticking to the game plan early. Coach Greg Youngblood said with the wind, you're going to want to stay on the ground as much as possible. Pass out of necessity, especially going into the wind, which Dort College is here in the first half. Trinity Bible won the coin toss. They deferred their decision to the second half. Sharper snaps the football to Talon Seaman. Miscommunication that time, and Talon Seaman brought down behind the line of scrimmage. And it looked like Vandebeck did not take the football that time. Looked like someone thought the play was different. Not on the same page. Loss of a yard on the play. It's second down at 11. Rockland Mao will come over to the near side for Dort College. Second down and 11 yards to go. Second down and 11. They sweep over to Fennig. Fennig on the left side. Trying to turn the corner, and he's brought down after a short gain on the play. Gets back the yard. Dort College lost, plus maybe a yard. It's going to be third down and 9. Dort College at their own 47-yard line. Third down and 9. Dort College at their own 47-yard line. It's going to be a tough day for the punters as well, especially going into the wind. Talon Seaman up to the line of scrimmage. Mao is to the near side. Miller's to the far side for Dort College in the offensive set. Vandebeck is the running back. They hand it off to Vandebeck. Vandebeck across midfield to the Trinity 48-yard line. And that'll bring up fourth down and 3. And I would not be shocked to see Dort College go for it in this situation. Going into the wind, you're probably not going to gain a whole lot. Even if you don't get the first down, give yourself a shot. Fourth down, and we're going to call it 4. Vandebeck, the running back. Seaman is under center. Talon Seaman sends Caffey in motion, moving along the line. Not enough to draw a flag, though. Talon Seaman out from beneath the center now. Seaman pitches right side over to Caffey. Caffey to the edge, to the 45-yard line. Turn in the corner. We've got a flag thrown on the play, and I believe that's going to be either a hold or a block in the back against the Dort College defenders. A flag thrown at about the 42-yard line on the Ellendale, near the Ellendale bench. And they're going to say he was short of the first down marker. They call a hold against Dort College. Dort College did not get to the first down marker. And the Lions get the football on downs as Dort College fails to pick up the first down on the play. And that makes the decision pretty easy for Trinity Bible. They'll decline the penalty, take the play. Dort College got as far as the Trinity Bible 45-yard line, and Trinity Bible will take over first down and 10 at their own 45-yard line. So Dort College gambles. They go for it on a fourth down near midfield. They fall short by a yard. They also have a holding penalty, so even if they had gotten a first down, it's coming back. So Trinity Bible will have their first possession of the football game. They go pistol formation. Trevor Taylor is going to run option. They pitch it right side, throwing with the wind. A man open over the top, and it's completed down inside the 20, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone. Touchdown. Cam Petrie got turned around on the option play. And Barry Bighorn reels in the 55-yard touchdown pass and catch. So they went to the option pass, some trickery right out of the chute for Trinity Bible, and a 55-yard touchdown pass, and Bighorn gives Trinity Bible a 6-0 lead. 6-0 our score. Trinity Bible's Tyler Lightbody on to attempt the point after. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is blocked. Dort College will grab it out of the air. That's JT Texera. Texera's racing the other way, and he's forced out of bounds. And that's the end of the that's the end of the play. And now we've got flags, extracurricular activity after the play. So some extra shoving after the play was concluded. So Trinity with a 6-0 lead and will sort this out with a penalty. So penalty against the Dort College defenders. Trinity Bible will be kicking off from the 50-yard line. So personal foul call against the Dort College defenders. Trinity Bible will be kicking off from the 50-yard line. Trinity Bible leading now 6-0. 6-0 our score, and with wind at his back, would be shocked if this one doesn't go through the end zone. Tyler Lightbody. Dort College giving up a touchdown pass on the first play from scrimmage. Bighorn got behind the defense as Cam Petrie got sucked up on the play. And Bighorn got behind him, reeled in the pass, and went in for the touchdown. End-over-end kick towards the end zone, and that's going to go over Marquise Goodman's head into the end zone, through the end zone. And Dort College will take it first down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Also made possible by a grant from the Van Engelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Bradley Sharper brings the troops up to the line of scrimmage. Talon Seaman is under center. Seaman back to pass. Throw over the top. It hangs up in the air and intended for Miller on the play. Coverage provided by Trinity Bible's Josh Lettman. That'll bring up second down and 10. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. Dort College playing from behind. Trailing 6-0. 6-0 our score. Dort College in their white jerseys, black numbers, trimmed out in yellow, black pants. Trinity Bible in their blue jersey tops, tan pants, and most of them wearing blue or white socks. They hand it off to Vanderbeck, fumble in the backfield, and Kendall Lewis has to track it down, and he loses at least 10 yards on the play. Might have had a flag on the play as well. We had movement in the Dort College backfield. Ken Lewis has to fall on top of it. That'll bring up third down and 10. I beg your pardon, third down and 20 now. Third down and 20, Dort College with it at their own 15-yard line. Talon Seaman now in the pistol. He's going to roll right. Looking, passes out in the flat for Miller. Pass completed to Miller out near the original line of scrimmage. And that's going to bring up fourth down. And Trinity Bible will get the football back. Dort College forced to punt at their own 25. Heath Bonus throw on to punt for the defenders. First and fourth down and 10. Bonestro will need to keep this low. Stiff breeze into his face. return man for Trinity Bible back at his own 45-yard line. That may be a shade deep. Ball will take a bounce at the 45-yard line of North College. Bounces back towards the Trinity Bible offensive end zone. So back another 2 or 3 yards. So it's going to be at the 43-yard line. So a net of 19 yards on that punt. And Trinity Bible will have it first down and 10 at the North College. We'll call it the 45 now. I beg your pardon, the 44. First down and 10 for Trinity Bible. Snap comes back to the quarterback, handoff with a football is Thomas Parsons. Thomas Parsons, the ball carrier. And Parsons picks up 5 yards on the play before he's forced out of bounds. It's second down and 5. Second down and 5 yards to go. Trinity Bible playing with a 6-0 lead. 10:24 left to go in the first quarter. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Trevor Taylor is the quarterback. Send a man in motion from right to left. Fakes the handoff. Swing pass to the man in motion, and not much there. Short completion. Vanoa Harris in on the tackle for North College. Also there for the stops, James Vanderscaff. Pass was completed to Royce en route. And that'll bring up third down and long. I would imagine Trinity Bible in four down territory here as well. Indoor College territory at the 40-yard line. Snap is back to Taylor. Taylor rolling right, has a man open near the first down marker. JT Texera takes him down before he can get to the first down marker. We'll see where they mark his forward progress to. Looks like it's going to be close to the first down marker, but short by less than a yard. That'll bring up fourth down for Trinity Bible. Football at the 35-yard line. Three receivers left, one right. Quarterback for Trinity Bible is Trevor Taylor. Taylor's going to roll left. Pass towards the sideline, incomplete. And that'll bring up fourth. That will turn the ball over on downs. North College will have it back at their own 35-yard line. So the Lions stall out at the 35-yard line. And it's 6-0. Change of possession. Dort College with the football now at their own 35-yard line. Best field position Dort College has had in three possessions thus far. 9:19 left to go first quarter. Trinity Bible leads 6-0. Talon Seaman is under center. Caffey to the right. Senfenig in motion. Fake the pitch. They hand it off to Vandevecht. Vandevecht gains a yard on the play. It'll be second down and 9. Actually stopped right at the line of scrimmage. So second down and 10. Second down and 10. North College with a football. Rockland Mao comes over to the near side. Offensive lineman for North College. Try to get those to you in just a moment. Pass the pitch over to Fennig, and Fennig is down to the backfield by Josh Lettman. Lettman throws him for a 6-yard loss on the play. It's third down and 16. Third down and 16. We've got Ben Booma at the left guard. Left tackle is Dylan Stevens. Right guard is Jacob Cook. In the pistol is Talon Seaman facing third down and 16. Back to pass, slant pattern over the middle. Pass incomplete, intended for Caffey. And that will bring up fourth down. North College will be forced to punt again. North College's offense stalling on their last two possessions, forced into three plays and out twice now. North College punting from their own 30-yard line. 8:05 left to go, first quarter. Heath Bonestrow on to punt. He's stationed at about his own 15-yard line. He'll get away a low-line drive. And it's taken at the 45-yard line. No, let it bounce to the 40, and it'll be downed at the Trinity Bible 36. So Trinity Bible with the football back at their own 36-yard line, leading 6-0 are the Lions. 7:56 remaining, first half, or pardon me, first quarter of play. First down and 10 at the 36-yard line. 7:56 remaining, first quarter, as we get the game reset. Neither team has used a timeout yet. Trinity Bible leading 6-0 by virtue of a 55-yard pass completion on their first offensive play of the game. That came after Dort College turned it over on downs near midfield. They hand it off up the middle, and there's nothing there for the ball carrier. Tackle made by Vanderscaff. He was there. Also in on the stop, I believe, J.T. Texera. And that'll bring up second down and 12, a loss of 2 on the play. 7:34 remaining. Clock continues to roll as Trinity Bible stays on the ground that time. Trevor Taylor, the quarterback, he's in the pistol. Fakes the handoff, looking towards the sideline. Pass is completed to Bighorn.
Very big.
P.J. Trammell, make sure he doesn't go anywhere after he catches it at the 45-yard line. So a gain of about 10 on the play, and brings up third down and 2 at Trinity Bible's 45-yard line. Handoff up the middle, and no gain on the play. Vanderscaff on the tackle. Carry by Trinity Bible's number 33, Thomas Parsons. And that will bring up fourth down and short. And Trinity Bible, with the wind at their back, will kick this away. 6:40 remaining in the first quarter. On to punt. Well, we have a change up there. Royce en route in the backfield. He is not the regular punter for Trinity Bible. Isaiah Barst listed as their punter on the 2-deep. We've got a timeout on the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Royce en route is in the backfield. He's acting like he's going to punt, and he gets away a runner, and this is punted into the end zone. So Royce en route kicks it away. And with the wind, kicks it through the end zone. And Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 20-yard line. First down and 10 yards to go for the defenders at their own 20 after the touchback on the punt. 25 for kickoffs, 20 for punts. Dort College trailing 6-0. Talon Seaman is under center. Riley Sharper is the center. On the far side, you have Ricky Nelson, who's your left tackle. I beg your pardon, he's your right tackle. Talon Seaman under center. Fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, and falls forward for a couple of yards on the play. Fake the handoff on the dive to the running back, Loken Vandebecht. He's brought down after a short gain by Jonathan Swift. And that'll bring up second down and 8. 5:58 left to play, first quarter. Trinity Bible with a 6-0 lead, courtesy a big play to start the contest, or their first possession. Since then, neither team has been able to move the football. Daniel Fennig in motion, they hand it off to Vandebeck. Vandebeck picks up a couple of yards on the play, and that's going to bring up third down and 5. Third down and 5. Well, it's going to be third down and closer to 7 than rather than third down and 5. So Dort College facing third down and long into the wind with 5:20 remaining in this first quarter. This drive started at the 20-yard line. Dort College up to the line of scrimmage. Receivers right and left. You've got the slots tight. Those wingbacks. Pitch comes right side over to Lewis. Lewis, the ball carrier, and Lewis is brought down at the 31-yard line, but we've got a flag thrown at the 21. No likelihood this one's coming back. It's enough for a first down for the time being, but if this one comes back, it'll be third down over. Football right now at the 32. They need her to get to the 31. I'm going to guess it's a holding penalty on the defenders as they got out to the edge with that running play by Ken Lewis.
Call is holding.
Holding against the York College defenders. That'll be from the spot of the foul. It was near the line of scrimmage. And that will set up third down now. And about 17. So North College facing third down and long. 4:58 left to play. First half of action. North College facing third down and long into the wind. Passing game into the wind is going to be difficult. You hang anything up, it's going to give the defensive backs an opportunity to get under it. North College needs to pick up some yards, otherwise they're punting from deep in their own territory here. Taylen Seaman rolling left. Pass is deflected and falls incomplete. Easily could have been picked off by Cole White. Cole White tapped it into the air, nearly came down with it, and that brings up fourth down, and the Dort College defenders are forced to punt. Clock stops on the incomplete pass, 4:31 remaining in the first quarter. Heath Bonestro on to punt. Return man for Trinity Bible at the 40-yard line of Dort College. Trinity Bible should get it back in great field position. Deshaun Sowell, I believe that's number 10 at least, now at the 35-yard line. Low kick, gets caught up into the air, fair catch called for by Trinity Bible, and that's Royson Rout, beg your pardon. And the Dort College defenders forced to punt from their own 13. That's a 17-yard punt. That's a 17-yard punt by Heath Bonestro. And Trinity Bible winning the battle of field position right now with the assistance of a strong south breeze. They've got it at the Dort College 30-yard line. So Trinity Bible up to the line of scrimmage. This is Trevor Taylor. Taylor in the pistol. Trevor Taylor, they go to the running game. They'll fake the pass, fake the handoff, pass over the middle, and pass is complete to Royson Rout. So a 30-yard touchdown pass. They fake the handoff straight up the middle to Thomas Parsons. And coming up with the pass over the middle. Pass was completed from Taylor to Rout for 30 yards. And a couple of big plays, a couple of big pass plays by Trinity Bible, and they lead it now 12-0 with the point after coming. Tyler Lightbody on to attempt the point after. No, they pitch it, and on the two-point conversion into the end zone, a two-point conversion for Cole White. So a two-point conversion. And Trinity Bible has taken a 14-0 lead. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Trinity Bible pulling out all the stops. Pulling out all the stops. They had a shovel pass on a fake point after. They get a two-point conversion and now the kick into the end zone. And P.J. Trammell has to track it down. And he finally gathers it in the end zone. It's a touchback, and Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Dort College has not had good field position to start this any of their drives. Their best field position has been 35 yards, and with the wind at their back, Trinity Bible taking advantage for a couple of quick scores. This is already Dort College's fifth possession of this contest. They move Daniel Fennig back to running back, pitch it over to Xavier Caffey, and Caffey slips and falls on top of it. Errant pitch by Taylen Seaman. A loss of 6 yards on the play. It's second down and 16. Second and 16 for the defenders. 354 and counting, first quarter. So you've moved Fennec back to the running back. You've got Ken Lewis at a slot. You've got Xavier Caffey at the other slot. They send a man in motion. That's Caffey. They hand it off to Caffey. Caffey trying to get to the edge. He's to the 20, 25, and brought down at the 29-yard line. Short of the first down by 6 yards. And that will bring up third down and six. Third down and six. Pretty good game that time by Caffey, trying to get to the edge. Had one man to beat and was unable to hurdle that defender. And brings up third down and six. Stuart College trying to milk the clock a little bit, shorten up this first quarter, get the win behind them. Taylen Seaman is under center. Stuart College trailing 14 to nothing. They pitch it left side over to Caffey. Let him a little too far. Caffey gathers it in. Not much room to run. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, plus a yard maybe, and that's going to bring up fourth down. Fourth down and four, so a pickup of a yard on the play. And Dort College will be forced to punt again into the wind. And they're punting from their own 31-yard line. This is the kind of day that will drive a punter crazy. Heath Bonestro on to punt. Royce en route back to receive, and he keeps creeping up on every punt. Bonestro gets a run into it. Route. Looked like he might call for the fair catch. Instead, lets it bounce, and it is downed at the Trinity Bible 39-yard line. First down and 10 for Trinity Bible at their own 39. Poorest field position of the day thus far for Trinity Bible. Their drives have started at their own 45, their own 44. They had a drive start at their own 36 that they were forced to punt on. Started at the Dort College 30 on their most recent drive that they ended up scoring on. Trevor Taylor back to pass. Taylor's swing pass comes out into the flat. Pass is completed and tripped up near midfield. James Vanderskap makes the tackle. So James Vanderskap makes the tackle. Second down and 3 yards to go. Trinity Bible trying to speed things up just a little bit with the wind at their back. They want to take advantage. Pass behind the intended receiver. Barry Beghorn unable to latch onto it. That'll bring up third down. Clock stops with 2:05 remaining. First quarter. Trinity Bible leading 14 to nothing. Trevor Taylor in the pistol. Taylor fakes the handoff, pass over the middle, incomplete, intended for David Rivera. And again, that time Trinity Bible has gone to that play where Taylor will fake it to the running back on the dive play, pulls it out of the, pulls it away from the mesh point and tries to pass it quickly over the middle. Had a man open again, but this time the pass falls incomplete. Marquise Goodman back to receive now for Dort College. And on to punt is Royce en route. Route will punt this one away. Line of scrimmage is the 47-yard line. And they fake the punt. And Trinity Bible's got the first down and then some into Dort College territory down to the 35-yard line. A run by Cole White. White all the way into Dort College territory. And Trinity Bible keeps the drive alive. They've got it at the 36-yard line. So a pickup on the play of 17 yards. So a fake punt, continuing the drive. And Trinity Bible's got it with 1:35 remaining in the first quarter. Trinity Bible send the troops back onto the field. Dort College defense needs to come up with a stop. Three receivers set to the left, one to the right. Taylor, the quarterback. Taylor back to pass. Pass is intercepted. Taken away by Cole McLean. McLean to the 30, to the 35, 40, 45, 50, into Trinity Bible territory. He might go. And he's forced out of bounds at the 35-yard line. So Cole McLean dropping back in coverage, and the safety makes the play. So Cole McLean with the interception, and the Dort College defenders have it in Trinity Bible territory at the 35-yard line. So the defenders get a big play on defense with 1:19 remaining. It will be Dort College football after the fake punt. Now the interception, and Dort College, let's see if they can cash in here at the Trinity Bible 35-yard line. 1:19 remaining, first quarter. Dort College trailing 14-0. Had a ton of possessions already in this first half, or pardon me, this first quarter. Neither team able to sustain drives. Trinity Bible scoring by virtue of a couple of big plays. Talon Seaman, the quarterback, keeps it himself down to the 30-yard line. Gain of 6 on the play. Second down and 4 on the way. Second down and 4 coming as we near the 1 minute mark of the first quarter. Dort College trailing 14-0. Riley Sharper up to the line of scrimmage. He's got Buma bookending him on the left. And on the right side is Dort College's Jacob Cook. Pitch over to Caffey. Caffey to the edge, 30, and forced out of bounds at the 30-yard line, or near the 30-yard line. We'll wait for the spot of the football, watching the line judge on the far side. And that will bring up third down, and no gain on the play that time for Caffey. 41 seconds remaining. Third down and 4 yards to go for Dort College. Four down territory in all likelihood here. Dort College looks to the sideline. Gets the play they want. Tackles right and left for Dort College are Stevens and Nelson. Vandevac back in at running back. Talon Seaman pitches over to Caffey. Caffey, they don't have the blockers. He's got to make something out of it himself, and he's unable to do so. Brought down at the 30-yard line, and that'll bring up fourth down, and Dort College has run the last play of the first quarter. Our score after one, Trinity Bible 14, Dort College 0. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Trinity Bible 14-0. And the Dort College defenders facing fourth down and 5 at the 30. Talon Seaman, they send Caffey in motion from left to right. No movement along the line of scrimmage. Dort College trying to get a free play out of it. Talon Seaman back under center. Send Caffey in motion again. This time he's going to go to the right on the sweep play. He gets to the edge. No flags on the play. He's got a first down, and he is brought down at the 15-yard line. So a 15-yard pickup on the play for Caffey, and the first down of the game for Dort College since their opening drive when they had two first downs. And were able to march down the field, got to midfield, and turned it over on downs. Now first down and 10 for the defenders at the Trinity Bible 15-yard line. Dort College now with the wind at their back, moving from south to north or right to left. Dalen Seaman under center, hands it off to Vandevac. No, pitches over to Fennig. Fennig to the 10, to the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Dort College, but we've got a flag in the middle of the play. There's a flag thrown on the play near the 6-yard line. And a holding penalty on the Dort College defenders. And if the flag indicates the spot of the foul, this one's going to go back to about the 16-yard line, so it'll end up as a net loss of 1. And it'll be first down and 11 for Dort College. That's all with... assuming that it was from the spot of the foul. Well, the flag was thrown at the 6, but they're going to mark it off from the line of scrimmage.
Wow.
Well, they're going to mark it. First down and 19 for the defenders. Taylen Seaman under center. Seaman hands it off. No. Pitches right side over to Caffey, and Caffey is brought down at the 30-yard line. And that's going to bring up second down.
Number five, Caffey with the carry.
Second down and long coming.
Stop for a loss by number 12.
So a loss on the play. Dort College now facing second down and 25. A loss of, well, they're not going to mark it quite at the 30. It's going to be at the 28-yard line. Second down. Dort College has to make it to the 5. Taylen Seaman in the pistol. You've got Vandevecht. Vandevecht. Well, the snap comes back to Taylen Seaman, and that is... Taylen Seaman is brought down in the backfield after he fumbled the snap, but we've got a shove after the play. And I believe that's going to be a 15-yard penalty against Trinity Bible. And if it's a personal foul, that's going to be an automatic first down for the defenders as well. So they'll mark off the 15 yards. And the football at the 14-yard line. Football is at the, well, I thought a personal foul was an automatic first down, but they've got it as third down on the marker. Third down and 9. Third down and 9 yards to go. And Coach Greg Youngblood, I think, is asking the officials for the indication on what whether it should be a first down or not. First down and 10 at the 14-yard line. Dort College had one touchdown called back by a holding penalty already this afternoon. Now they're facing first down and 10 at the 14. Seaman pitches over to Lewis. Lewis gets away from one tackler and is going to be brought down at the 20-yard line. So a loss on the play. We'll see where they mark his forward progress before he was pushed backwards. So a loss of 2 on the play. It's second down and 12. Football at the 17-yard line. Dort College will huddle. We don't see this very often, but Coach Greg Youngblood called Taylen Seaman over to the sideline. Verbally told him the play. And now Taylen Seaman, they go into a huddle. Now they're out of it. Taylen Seaman under center. Fake the handoff. Taylen Seaman's going to keep it himself, and he's brought down at the line of scrimmage. It's going to be third down and long. Third down and long. 14 to nothing our score, Trinity Bible leading, 12 minutes remaining in the first half. Third down and long.
Third down and long for the defenders. Now's when they need to hear you, Lion fans.
Third down and 12. Trinity Bible on defense, Dort College in Trinity Bible territory at the 17-yard line. Taylen Seaman back to pass. Slant pattern over the middle. Pass falls incomplete, intended for Rockland Mau. And that'll bring up fourth down. We'll see if Dort College goes for points here or if they leave the offense on the field and go for it. It appears they're going to go for it, trailing 14 to nothing. Clock is stopped on the incomplete pass. Dort College earlier in this drive had a touchdown called back. Daniel Fennick got into the end zone, and then there was a holding penalty with the flag thrown at about the 6-yard line, and that started an odd series of events. Now we've arrived at fourth down and 12 with the football at the 17-yard line. Taylen Seaman is in the pistol. And now we have a timeout on the field charged to Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back after the timeout, right after this. Dort College is going to try the field goal. Kevin Giese on to attempt the kick out of the hold of Cole McLean. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights, and the Dort College defenders cash in on a 35-yard field goal. And the Dort College defenders are on the board. They trail 14-3. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the kickoff right after this. 14-3, our score. Trinity Bible receiving the kickoff from Kevin Deasy. Taken at the 5-yard line. No, it bounces past the receiver, Alex Watley, into the end zone. Touchback, Trinity Bible. Trinity Bible will take over first down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. The North College gets a field goal. They're on the board with 11:35 left to play in the first half. Trinity Bible will have good field position, or okay field position. First down and 10 for the Lions at their own 25-yard line. Dort College defensively, you've got Petrie and Trammell at the corners. Marquise Goodman and Cole McLean are the safeties. Linebackers, the inside linebackers. Vinoy Harris and Alex Vasquez. They hand it off up the middle, and a short gain on the play for Kasdan Rice. And that's going to bring up second down and long. JT Texera, also a linebacker for the defenders, and number 15 for Dort College. Double-checking who that is, Corey Cerna. Swing pass near side. Pass is completed to Rout. Rout. Forced out of bounds at the 42, but a flag thrown on the play at the 33-yard line. And I think that's going to be against Lim Windham. Might have been a holding penalty on the outside. So penalty is going to go against Trinity Bible here on this play. A hold called against the Lions. That'll be a 10-yard penalty. And that'll be second down now for the Lions. 11:07 left to play. First half, Dort College trailing Trinity Bible 14-3. Leonard Manuel on the outside along with Ben Byama. They're the defensive ends for Dort College. Fake the handoff. No, they give it to the running back, and brought down is Kasdan Rice. Rice tripped up after about a 5-yard pickup on the play. Cerna makes the tackle, and it's going to be third down and 10 for the Lions going into the wind. Trevor Taylor, the quarterback, he's in the pistol. Hands it off to Rice. Rice, the ball carrier, and Rice straight ahead, and he is stopped by Vinoy Harris at the 28-yard line. Gain of 3 on the play. It's going to be fourth down and long, and Trinity Bible will be forced to punt the football. So Trinity Bible, that possession looked very similar to the Dort College possessions in the first quarter. Going into that stiff breeze, you've got to be pretty careful about when you throw the football. You're limited to the run, and the defense starts to play the run. Now Marquise Goodman will line up at the 45-yard line, and a high end-over-end kick, and that's going to bounce into, well, very near the line of scrimmage where it's picked up by Cole McLean. And that'll be a net of 0 on that punt. And it's first down and 10 for the defenders in Trinity Bible territory at the 26-yard line. And we have a penalty. I think we've got some penalty flags. The officials conferring. I don't see any flags thrown, though. Okay, that happened out of bounds. And I think P.J. Trammell, I think, got tangled up with somebody out of bounds on the Trinity Bible sideline. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, the officials talking things over. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Personal foul called against the Dort College defenders. So Dort College's field position will go from the 27-yard line to the 42-yard line. Dort College will maintain possession of the football. First down and 10 at the Trinity Bible 42-yard line. 9:51 remaining in the first half. Dort College trailing 14-3. So Trinity Bible punts, and then mayhem ensues. And the Dort College defenders will finally get the football at the 42-yard line of Trinity Bible. Talen Seaman is under center. Daniel Fennig, the running back. Dort College trying to find a combination that works on offense. Talen Seaman keeps it himself to the 35, to the 30. He bounces outside to the 25-20 and wrestled out of bounds at the 17-yard line. And Dort College's Talen Seaman, 26-yard pickup on the play. So a first down for the defenders. 9:41 remaining. First half, Dort College trailing 14-3. First down and 10. Dort College deep in Trinity Bible territory, trailing 14-3. Send a man in motion. They hand it off up the middle to Daniel Fennig, and Fennig is stripped to the football, and coming up with it on the stop for Trinity Bible, a fumble recovery, is Luis Barberena. Barberena comes up with it. Dort College has a player shaken up. That's Daniel Fennig. Fennig got held up on the play. His knee never went down, and the football was stripped free. And it'll be first down and 10 for Trinity Bible as Daniel Fennig hurt on the play. And a depleted Dort College offense can ill afford to lose Daniel Fennig. Already playing a man down with Trey Pickney with an injured hand. And Daniel Fennig being attended to by the Dort College training staff. And it appears he will walk off of the field. Well, he's going to be assisted off of the field. Chris Fagerness helping him walk off of the field. And it will be Trinity Bible football at their own 12-yard line. And the Dort College defense needs to come up with a turnover here. First and 10 for the Lions. They've got it at their own 16-yard line. First down and 10. Trinity Bible brings the offense onto the field. And Taylor is in the pistol. He's got two backs with him. Wide receivers right and left. Trinity Bible does not employ a tight end, nor does Dort College. And now a flag on the play. I believe we're going to have a delay of game against Trinity Bible. Didn't get the play in quickly enough. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Trinity Bible has Trevor Taylor in the pistol. Trinity Bible forces a turnover on the last play by Dort College, handoff, and nothing there for Leonard Manuel. Leonard Manuel makes the tackle. Loss on the play for Thomas Parsons. So loss of a couple on the play. It's going to be second down and long from the 5-yard line. So Trinity Bible loses a couple of yards on the play. Hand off, left side, and the ball carrier again, this time Donovan Flaherty, I believe that was number 13 in the backfield, I beg your pardon, 33. That's Thomas Parsons again. And that'll bring up third down and long, and right now Trinity in danger of having to punt this one into the wind out of their own end zone. David Rivera brings the play in from the sideline. Third down and long. 8:22 remaining in the first half. Texer will come up and cover the slot receiver. Cole McLean playing soft on the cornerback, or on one of the receivers. They're going to pass over the middle. Pass is completed, but not enough there. Ben Bima finishes off the receiver. Tanner Twigg makes the pass catch, and that'll bring up fourth down. Fourth down for Trinity Bible. Football at their own 10-yard line. Their punter will be kicking from his own end zone. That's Royson Rout. Marquise Goodman back to receive for the defenders. He's at the Trinity Bible 35-yard line. So basically given 25 yards here. Last time Trinity Bible punted, it was near the line of scrimmage. Trinity Bible trying to milk the clock here. The back judge actually keeping the play clock on the field. And a timeout charge to Trinity Bible. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a variety of businesses. They include People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC by Northside Body Shop. Serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paint and glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour gear. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Dort College trails 14-3 with 7:16 left to go in the first half. Just received word that the Dort College women's cross-country team wins the pre-nationals at Rimrock near Lawrence, Kansas. Dort College wins it by 3 points. Pretty stout field there, so good win by the defender women. Dort College men running at 1 o'clock. Rout punts this one away, and it goes out of bounds, and it'll be marked at the 11-yard line. 12-yard line, basically, looks like. May have lost yardage on that punt, actually. Because I think the line of scrimmage was the 13, and now it's at the 11. Not the best of conditions to be kicking today. Pretty stiff wind. Dort College with it, first down and 10, now at the 11-yard line. In at running back is Vandevac. Keeping it himself is Taylen Seaman. Seaman. Gain of 4 on the play. It's going to be second down. Second down, and we'll call it 5. Pick up a 5 on the play for Taylen Seaman, trying to make this a 3 or 4 point game. Dort College trailing 14-3. Taylen Seaman under center. And he gives it over to Lewis. Lewis stop for no gain. And that's going to bring up third down now for the defenders with the wind at their back. Dort College needs to cash in here, facing third down. Last time, Dort College had to settle for a field goal attempt. Well, actually, last time this deep in Trinity Bible territory, Dort College lost a fumble. And now we have a timeout on the field. Timeout charge to Trinity Bible. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from Ellendale, North Dakota, right after this. Third down and four for the defenders. Fake the handoff, keeping it himself is Taylen Seaman. Seaman into the end zone. Touchdown, Dort College. Taylen Seaman fake the handoff up the middle and then followed his left side of the offensive line into the end zone for a touchdown. So a 6-yard touchdown run. And Dort College can cut it down to a 14-10 difference with a point after here. Kevin Giese on to attempt the point after. Cole McLean holding. And the snap is down. Kick is up. And the kick is through. And the Dort College defenders trail 14-10. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a kickoff right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. A Taylen Seaman 6-yard touchdown run makes it 14-10. Dort College got the football after a short punt into the wind. And the Dort College defenders will now be kicking off with the wind. So Dort College took advantage of the short field, taking over at the 11-yard line and getting in for the score. So now Trinity Bible will get the football back. 6:05 remaining in the first half. Kevin Giese approaches. High end-over-end kick taken by Trinity Bible in the end zone. They'll bring it out to the 5 to the 10, and he slips and falls at the 10-yard line. Knee touched the ground. And Barry Bighorn elected to bring it out from the end zone. His knee touched the ground as he made a cut at the 10-yard line, and that's where Trinity Bible will take over, first down and 10. So Trinity Bible has been playing this quarter deep in their own territory. And the Dort College defenders will try to make another play and get the football back with some time to work here in the second quarter, trailing 14-10. So far, the wind has been the decided advantage of whoever's on offense. And now we have movement on the line of scrimmage. And we had movement. Dort College showed blitz. I believe that was JT Texera showing blitz, and then the offensive lineman came out of his stance, and they're going to call the penalty against Dort College. So 5-yard penalty marked off against Dort College. Encroachment, the call.
Yeah, it looks like he touched the ball. Yeah, he touched the ball. That's why he held the ball right where it was. It didn't move.
And the running play for Trinity Bible. No gain on the play. Tackle made by Dort College's Alex Vasquez. That'll bring up second down and 5. Second and 5. Trevor Taylor, the quarterback for Trinity Bible. Trinity Bible at their own 15-yard line. Facing second down and 5. Taylor in the pistol. Lennard Manuel lining up at the left defensive end. He now creeps back in more towards the tackle. He was lining up almost as a linebacker that time on the outside. Pass is deflected, incomplete. Intended on the play for Royson Rout. And that'll bring up third down and 5. Third and 5. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. 5:20 remaining in the half. Trinity Bible leading 14-10 by courtesy of a couple of big plays. So 14-10 our score. Taylor. And Taylor hands it off, and there's nothing there. Lennard Manuel throws him backwards. Ball carrier stopped for no gain on the play. Ball carrier that time for Trinity Bible was Kansas Reese, and he was met in the hole by Dort College's Leonard Manuel. And that'll bring up fourth down. Fourth and seven for Trinity Bible. Football at the 13-yard line. And Royson Rout. Royson Rout back to punt. His heels are on the goal line. Gets a run into it, and he's going to keep it himself. And this time he's brought down at the 15-yard line. 2-yard pickup on the play, but he stopped well short of the first down. And with the way the Trinity Bible punting game has gone so far into the wind, they elected to run that instead. And on the fake punt, Dort College played it pretty close to the vest. And with the wind at your back receiving, you can afford to put 10 players up near the line of scrimmage. And that time, Dort College does that. And they get it with good field position here at the 15-yard line. So a turnover on downs. Dort College has it back. Send a man in motion. Picking himself is Taylen Seaman, and Seaman is brought down. No gain on the play. Tackle made by Trinity Bibles. Barry Bighorn. Bighorn now playing offense as, or pardon me, defense as well. That'll bring up second down and eight. So a short gain on the play for Taylen Seaman. Second down and long for the defenders. Loken Vandebeck, the running back. We've got Xavier Caff. He had one of the wings. Ken Lewis is on the far side, on the right wing. Taylen Seaman keeps it himself again, and this time he's brought down at the 10, and the football is loose, and it appears. Looks like Trinity Bible has come up with it. All the blue shirts say they have it, and it will be Trinity Bible. Well, they have not signaled yet who has possession of the football. Trinity Bible will get the football, they say. Trinity Bible got on top of it. So Dort College fumbles for the second time deep in Trinity Bible territory. And Trinity Bible will have it first down and 10. At their own 10-yard line. 3:49 remaining in the first half. Trinity Bible, I'd be shocked if they didn't try to just simply run some clock here with the wind in their face. They're going to pass over to the sideline, and the pass is completed. Just barely back to the line of scrimmage. And it's going to be second down and long. J.T. Texer of Benoit Harris on the stop. Also on the tackle for Dort College, Anthony Serrar sliding over from the linebacker spot to make the stop. Second down and long for Trinity Bible. Three down linemen for the defenders. Awfully wide gaps up front. They hand it off up the middle. And a pickup of six on the play. Benoit Harris on the tackle. With a carry for Trinity Bible, it's Thomas Parsons. Parsons picks up six on the play. It's going to be third down and three. Trinity Bible, hurry up offense. Taylor hands it off to Parsons. Parsons, the ball carrier, and Parsons gets the first down out near the 25-yard line. First down and 10 for the Lions. At their own 25-yard line, Trevor Taylor, the quarterback, 2:43 remaining in the half. He hands it off to Parsons. Parsons on the play. Tackle made by Dort College is Michael Dayton. Dayton, again, getting some playing time this afternoon on the defensive side of the football. Second down and seven. Trevor Taylor in the pistol. Barking out signals to his trips receivers on the left. Miscommunication. Pass is deflected. And was it a forward pass is the question. Dort College falls on top of it. If it was not a forward pass, it's Dort College football. And now they'll signal incomplete pass. 2:13 left to play. 2:13 left to play in this quarter. That's still halftime. Trinity Bible leading 14-10. Dort College facing third down on defense. Dayton. Dayton creeps up to the line of scrimmage. Three down linemen for the defenders. Taylor is the quarterback. Taylor back to pass. Pass over the middle is incomplete. Intended for David Rivera. In and out of the hands of Rivera, and the clock stops on the incomplete pass. It'll be fourth down, and Trinity Bible will punt. Line of scrimmage at their own 28-yard line. Fourth down and eight. Trinity Bible forced to punt, we think. 2:08 left to play. Ended up running on the right edge last time. High snap. Taken by Rout. Rout, a low line drive, and that goes out of bounds at the 45-yard line. First and 10 for Dort College at the Trinity Bible 45-yard line. Remaining. First half. Dort College trailing Trinity Bible 14-10. And Dort College up to the line of scrimmage with Taylen Seaman. Taylen Seaman under center. Daniel Fennig back in. I believe this is the first series we see Daniel Fennig back into the contest. Seaman fakes the handoff. Now passes over to Caffey. Caffey unable to bring it in. Pass falls incomplete. Complete, that is. It'll be second down and 10. Football at the 45-yard line of Trinity Bible. Dort College has had their chances this afternoon. The Ellendale, North Dakota-based school, though, has come up with enough defensive stops. Second down and 10. Dort College up to the line of scrimmage. Taylen Seaman is under center. Send Caffey in motion. They hand it off to Vandeveck. Vandeveck, straight ahead carry down to the 39-yard line. Pickup of 6 on the play. It's third down and 4. Third down and 4. Dort College working against the clock right now. 1:40 remaining in the half. Dort College trailing 14-10. And Taylen Seaman under center. Keeps it himself, dances around, gets to the edge, and we've got a flag on the play at the 40-yard line. Seaman was close to the first down, but the flag thrown at the line of scrimmage, and this one in all likelihood is coming back. Holding penalty against the Dort College defenders. And I would imagine Trinity Bible will take the play, or will take the penalty here rather than the play. And they only marked that off 5 yards from where the flag was thrown. And now they mark off another 5. Third down and 14. 1:23 remaining in the half. Fake the handoff. Taylen Seaman under pressure. Bounces out of the pocket. He's going to carry the football, and he gets back to the 40-yard line. Picks up 8 on the play. It's going to be fourth down and 5, and I would imagine Dort College will go for it here. 1:11 left to play in the half. And we have a timeout on the field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We will check in with scores from across the conference, the ones we can track down at least. at halftime of today's contest. 1:10 remaining in the half. Trinity Bible leading Dort College 14-10. Dort College started this drive at the 45-yard line. Untimely penalty. Forced them into a third down and long situation. Now they're facing fourth down and five. Talon Seaman under center. Pitches over to Caffey. We've got flags on the play, multiple flags on the play. He stopped short of the first down, though, at the 36-yard line. And if this is against Dort College, I would imagine Trinity Bible will take the play and not the yards. Because Caffey was stopped shy of the first down. Penalty is against Dort College. And it'll be first down and 10 for Trinity Bible. At their own 37-yard line, they'll take the play rather than the yards in that situation. And now with 1:03 remaining in the half, Trinity Bible can, in effect, run out the clock and get into the locker room leading 14-10. Let's see if Dort College is able to force a turnover, possibly. And we still have a conversation. Well, we've got the officials, a couple of them missing, one of them missing a flag, so they'll get that to him. First down and 10 for Trinity Bible at their own 37-yard line, their own 36. Back to pass, looking, and dancing out of the pocket and brought down is Trevor Taylor. And Taylor stops short of the line of scrimmage by a yard. It's going to be second down and 11. Second and 11. And Trevor Taylor in the pistol. Back to pass. And he is brought down for a quarterback sack, making the tackle for Dort College. Garrett Wybinga. Wybinga and Curtis Emery there. With 20 seconds remaining in the half. And now Trinity Bible, they'll pull off the line of scrimmage for the time being. Trevor Taylor will look to the sideline. And I believe that's going to be the last play of the half. 9 seconds left. 8. And Trinity Bible may use a timeout here. No. They will not. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Trinity Bible 14, Dort College 10. Back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Looks like we'll have a bit of an extended halftime, so we'll break it up. We'll start by taking a look at the recap of the scoring drives. Then we'll take a break and come back with the numbers. Trinity Bible scored the first two touchdowns of the game. All the scoring was done with the wind in the first half of play. Barry Bighorn caught a 55-yard touchdown pass from Tanner Twigg on the first play from scrimmage for Trinity Bible after Dort College had turned it over on downs near midfield. 6-0, Trinity Bible led after the point after fail. Trinity Bible scored again with 4:19 left to go in the first quarter. This time it was Trevor Taylor finding Royson Rout for a 30-yard touchdown pass. Two-point conversion was good. Trinity Bible led 14-0. Dort College got on the board with 11:35 left to play in the first half. Kevin Giese hit a 33-yard field goal that capped a 10-play, 18-yard drive. Took 4:44 off of the clock. Made it 14-3. And then Talon Seaman got into the end zone with a 7-yard touchdown run, capping a 3-play, 12-yard drive. Took 1:07 off of the clock to make it 14-10 after Giese's kick was good. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and we'll be back with a look at the numbers right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders trailing Trinity Bible 14-10 at halftime. The numbers look like this. Dort College, 5 first downs. Trinity Bible with 4. Dort College has 108 yards on 40 plays from scrimmage. Trinity Bible, 151 yards on 32 plays from scrimmage. Dort College, 1 of 6 passing for 9 yards. Trinity Bible, 8 of 15 passing for 111 yards. Dort College with 99 yards on the ground. Trinity Bible with 40 yards. Dort College, 17-42. Possession time. Trinity Bible, 12-18. Dort College, 2 of 10 on third down conversion tries. Trinity Bible, 1 of 8. Dort College, 1 for 3 on fourth down conversions. Trinity Bible, 1 of 3. Dort College has headed in the red zone four times and has scored twice. Taylen Seaman leads Dort College with 53 yards on 11 carries and one touchdown. Xavier Caffey, 9 carries for 22 yards. Loken Vandebacht, 6 carries for 20 yards. Daniel Fennick, 5 carries for 16 yards. He was hurt earlier in the half, and he ends up back in the football game on the last couple of series for Dort College. Taylen Seaman, 1 of 6 passing for 9 yards. That completion was to Jason Miller. Heath Bonestro has punted 4 times for a 25 yards per punt average, and he has not punted with the wind this afternoon. Lennard Manuel, 5 tackles. JT Texer up 4 tackles. Ben Byama and Vinoy Harris, 4 tackles apiece. For Trinity Bible, Thomas Parson, 9 carries, 22 yards. Cole White, 1 carry, 17 yards. Kasdan Reese, 4 carries for 8 yards. Trevor Taylor is 7 of 14 passing for 56 yards and a touchdown. Tanner Twigg, 1 of 1 passing, 55 yards and a touchdown. Barry Bighorn, 2 catches for 65 yards. Royson Rout, 2 catches for 28 yards. Rout has punted 4 times for a 19.2 yards per punt average. Cole White has 10 tackles. Barry Bighorn, 6. Deshaun Sowell, 5. And Daniel Rodriguez has 4 tackles. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Great Plains Athletic Conference football. Northwestern defeats Briar Cliff earlier today, 38-0. That one is a final. Northwestern is now 4-1 overall. Briar Cliff slips to 1-4 and 1-5. Nebraska Wesleyan leads Concordia at halftime, 17-14. Dakota Wesleyan leads Doan, 7-6 at halftime. And Morningside leads Hastings in the second quarter, 28-7. Here in Ellendale, North Dakota, Trinity Bible 14, Dort College 10. A windy day, and that wind has had an effect. All of the scoring all has been done with the wind. Dort College a field goal and a touchdown, courtesy of a short field on that touchdown. Trinity Bible had some difficulty punting into the wind. Trinity Bible strikes for a couple of scores on big plays. Early in the contest, moving into the wind, they had difficulty. They have deferred their decision to the second half on whether they would have the wind or, I'm sorry, whether they would receive or kick. So we will see what their decision is in the second half, if they would like the wind or if they would like the football to start the second half of play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break. Right after this, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Other athletics happening today for Dort College teams. Earlier today, we heard that the Dort College women won the Nationals preview at Lawrence, Kansas. Won it by 3 points. That field was loaded, so Dort College coming up with a win. I believe there were 7 or 8 teams ranked in the top 25 at that race. Dort College tops among them at number three, but some very stiff competition and a big race. Some 300-plus runners in that one. Dort College comes away with victory. Haven't heard yet how the men did. The Dort College women's and men's soccer teams facing Hastings on the road this afternoon into this evening. That'll be a 5 o'clock start time for the women and a 7:30 start time for the men in Hastings, Nebraska. Both the Hastings teams in the top 25 or receiving votes. So a stiff challenge in front of the Dort College soccer teams, but we'll see how they do this afternoon into this evening in Hastings, Nebraska. Volleyball has a rare Saturday off. Dort College Volleyball next in action this Wednesday evening as they host Morningside in Great Plains Athletic Conference action. You can hear that game, that match, via a webcast at www.dort.edu/DGC. A busy week ahead for Dort College Athletics. The hockey team will be in action on Friday evening and Saturday, part of Parents Weekend, or I should say Defender Days. I still call it Parents Weekend, but Defender Days, where we combine all of those fall and winter activities into one. That'll be Friday and Saturday, Dort Hockey. You can hear the games via webcast at www.dort.edu/DGC. Dort College football in action on Saturday afternoon of next week, hosting Nebraska Wesleyan. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff in Sioux Center. Dort College soccer at home next weekend as well. They're playing at 1 and 3:15, taking on the Morningside Mustangs in soccer action. Of course, football you can hear on KDCR. Soccer you'll be able to hear via webcast. And also on Saturday afternoon, Dort College volleyball, as the defenders will be hosting Hastings in a pivotal Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball match. That is next Saturday, 3:30 start time for the junior varsity and a 5 o'clock start time for the varsity. You can hear that match on KDCR 88.5 FM as well. We're at halftime. Trinity Bible leads Dort College 14-10. Non-conference football play. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. A bit of an extended halftime with senior day. If I understood correctly, this is the last home game for the Trinity Bible College Lions. And if I saw their schedule correctly, I think they wrap things up a week earlier than Dort College. Probably November 8, I think they are done with football games here at Trinity Bible. Dort College, by comparison, has one more game after that on November the 15th. Dort College with 5 games remaining after this one. All of them in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com and by Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com and by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Today's broadcast of Dort College football on KDCR made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Home, member FDIC, and the community. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Still a few minutes away from the start of the second half. Dort College trailing 14-10. All the scoring done with the wind. Trinity Bible, a couple of big plays for touchdowns. And the Dort College defenders with a field goal and a touchdown to their credit. Also with the wind in the second quarter of play. Remaining schedule for the Dort College football team. After today, they will be hosting Nebraska Wesleyan. That happens 1 week from today. 2 weeks from today, Dort College on the road as they face Northwestern. Dort College actually closes with home games on 3 of their last 5 dates. At Northwestern on October 25th, home with Doan on November 1. November 8, against Hastings, also at home, and then wrap up the season against Dakota Wesleyan on the road in Mitchell, South Dakota, taking on the Tigers on November 15. All of those are 1 o'clock kickoffs except for the Northwestern contest. That is a 1:30 kickoff in Orange. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. I think if we take one more break, we'll be back with football from Ellendale, North Dakota, right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. While the gamesmanship begins, it will be Dort College kicking off into the wind, so the Defenders will have the wind in the fourth quarter. And what you don't want to have happen now is you fall behind by too many scores and don't give yourself much of a chance in the fourth quarter of play. But Dort College electing to take the wind in the fourth quarter. Trinity Bible wanted the ball first, so they made that decision. And the Dort College Defenders will be kicking off into the wind. This will be the first time either team has kicked off into the wind. Trinity Bible leading 14-10. And Trinity Bible will get the football as Kevin Giese puts his left foot into it. A squib kick up the middle, taken at the 32-yard line to the 35, to the 40, and brought down. And the ball carrier is brought down at the 40-yard line by the defenders, Alex Vasquez. Vasquez makes the stop, and it'll be first down and 10 for the defenders. I beg your pardon, for Trinity Bible at their own 40-yard line. So Trinity Bible with it, first down and 10 at their own 40. I would say of the first 30 minutes of action, almost, I bet 26 or 27 minutes took place on the north half of the field with the wind blowing pretty stiffly out of the south at anywhere from 15 to 25 miles per hour. Back to pass, throw over the top. P.J. Trammell has a chance at it. Incomplete, intended on the play for Lim Winda. A little bit of pressure applied by Trevor Taylor, and the player with the best chance at that was P.J. Trammell, the freshman. P.J. Trammell back on coverage. 5'8", 165-pounder from Holland, Michigan. Three down linemen for the defenders, showing blitz is Vinoy Harris. Now he'll back up at his middle linebacker spot. Handoff, this is Parsons, and Parsons is brought down at the 42-yard line. Dort College tackle made by Anthony Sorar. Beg your pardon, that was Reese rather than Parsons. So third down and 7 now. Third and 7 for Trinity Bible at their own 43-yard line. Taylor, the quarterback, directing traffic, gets Royce en route, in motion from right to left. Pass is tipped and picked off, taken away by Cam Petrie. Petrie up the left sideline. He's to the 20, to the 10, 5, touchdown Dort College. Cam Petrie with the 49-yard interception return for a touchdown, and the Dort College defenders lead 16-14. Petrie with a 49-yard interception and return. And Dort College now with an opportunity to take a three-point lead with Kevin Giese lining up for the point after. 13:50 remaining, third quarter of play. Cole McLean will hold. Kevin Giese will kick the point after. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick hits the upright and is no good. Dort College takes the lead 16-10 on the 49-yard interception and return, 49-yard interception and return by Cam Petrie, and the defenders lead it now 16-14. Point after fails. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hubbard Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. Ill-advised pass, that last possession by Trevor Taylor for Trinity Bible. Cam Petrie had plenty of time to jump the route. Pass was back against the grain. And it hung up in the air just long enough for Petrie to catch it, and he had all the speed going the other way. Nobody had a real shot at him. And the Dort College defenders lead it now 16-14. Kevin Giese will kick again. Let's see if he keeps it low again. And this time kicks it up into the wind. Trinity Bible making the play on it as he slides to a stop is Alex Watley. And Trinity Bible takes over first down and 10 at their own 33-yard line. 13:50 remaining here in the third quarter. Trinity Bible brings the troops out onto the field. Two receivers to the right, one to the left, and Trevor Taylor. Taylor keeps it himself, and he is brought down at the line of scrimmage. Vinoy Harris on the stop. Also on the tackle, Alex Vasquez. And that'll bring up second down and long. Second down and long. 13:35 left to play, third quarter. Dort College on defense. Trinity Bible playing from behind for the first time this afternoon. Send a man in motion. This is Taylor. I beg your pardon, Taylor is in the pistol. He swings it out right side. Pass is completed and a little bit of room to work, but not much there for Rivera. Rivera on the far sideline. Picks up maybe 3 yards on the play. It's going to be third down and long. Third and long. Third down and long for Trinity Bible. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. One to the right is Rivera again, I believe. Back to pass. Pass is completed, and that's a first down. Vasquez there to make sure Windham doesn't go anywhere with it, but Windham picks up 9 yards. He needed 8, and it's first down and 10 for Trinity Bible. Trinity Bible trying to speed up the tempo. Racing in from the sideline for Dort College is Jake Van Dam. He's going to line up at a right defensive end. Back to pass, swing pass, and the pass falls incomplete. Intended on the play for Thomas Parsons. And that will bring up second down and 10. Second and 10 for the Lions. This drive starting with 13:50 remaining in the third period. Dort College taking the lead moments ago. Casey stepped away at halftime. Cam Petrie, a 49-yard interception return for a touchdown. Pass completed over the middle. Ball is out. Did he catch it? We'll rule whether he will wait for the indication from the official if it was a completed pass or not. Dort College recovered the fumble, and it will be Dort College football. So they say that the pass was completed. A fumble ensued, and Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 40-yard line.
Recovered by the defenders, first and 10.
So Dort College with their first offensive series of the second half. Talon Seaman is under center. Daniel Fennig and Xavier Caffey are the wingbacks. Miller and Van Grau are the wideouts. Misdirection, the hander off to Fennig. Fennig's gone. He's to the 50, to the 40, to the 30, the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Daniel Fennig. Fennig, a 60-yard touchdown run on the misdirection. And the Dort College defenders lead it now 22-14, pending the point after. So Daniel Fennig, the 60-yard touchdown run. And the Dort College defenders, a pair of unanswered scores here to start the second half. one on an interception, the other on a long run now by Daniel Fennig on the first play from scrimmage. Andor College will go for two here to try to get the difference up to 10 points. Talon Seaman will come up to the line of scrimmage. So Daniel Fennig, a 60-yard touchdown run. Misdirection, they had everything going right, and he cut back against the grain. Logan Vandebeck is the running back. They fake the pitch. Pass into the end zone. Two-point conversion fails as the pass falls incomplete, intended for Rockland Mile, but the Dort College defenders lead now 22-14 after the touchdown run by Daniel Fennig. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, but we have a flag on the play. And an illegal formation against the Dort College defenders. Trinity Bible will decline the penalty. And Dort College will be kicking off when we resume play right after this. Football comes loose. Looks like Trinity Bible maintains possession of it. And it will be Lyle Knight falling on top of it for Trinity Bible at their own 37-yard line. Trinity Bible will maintain possession of it. First down and 10. They've got it at their own 37-yard line. Trying to sort through who actually recovered that for Trinity Bible. Trinity Bible, straight ahead carry that time. Not much there. Thomas Parsons picks up maybe 3 yards on the play. It's second down and 7. Second and 7. Trinity Bible trailing 22-14. Handoff goes to Parsons. Parsons, straight ahead carry. Picks up 2 yards on the play. It's going to be third down and 3. Dort College's Curtis Emery on the tackle. Curtis Emery, the nose tackle, plugging things up in the middle. Ben Bima's the right defensive end. The left defensive end is Leonard Manuel. Handoff goes to Parsons. Parsons stripped of the football. It's loose and picked up by Trinity Bible. They lost yards on the play. It's going to be a 3 or 4 yard loss on the play. Shaken up on the play is Wybinga. Wybinga will check out of the football game, checking in J.P. Texera. Loss on the play, though, and it's going to be fourth down and long, and Trinity Bible will be punting with the wind. Royson Rout will be punting. Forward College back deep will be Marquise Goodman. A spiraling kick, and that's going to drive Goodman back to the 15-yard line. He turns at the 10, breaks a couple tacklers, and he's to the 15 and brought down at the 20-yard line. He split the defender, he split the coverage tandem for Trinity Bible. They ran into each other, and Marquise Goodman makes it back to his own 19-yard line, and that's where Dort College will take over. So the defenders take over, leading 22-14. 10:51 left to play here in the third quarter. Dort College looking for their first win of the season. 22-14 our score. Under center is Taylon Seaman. Dort College has scored twice already in this half. Send a man in motion. Seaman keeps it himself. Picks up 2 yards on the play. It's going to be second down and 8. Straight ahead carry that time by Taylon Seaman after he faked the handoff to Loken Vandevecht. Second down and 8 yards to go. Offensive line looks like it remains intact from how we started. Your tackles are Ricky Nelson and Dylan Stevens. The center is Riley Sharper. Ben Boom is on one guard. He's the left guard. Taylon Seaman, misdirection, and he's going to be brought down at the line of scrimmage. Not much there that time for Taylon Seaman. The right guard is Jacob Cook for the defenders. That's going to bring up third down and long. Dort College working into the wind here with 9:59 left to play in the third period. Dort College leading 22-14. Trinity Bible has shown that they can strike for the big play, but they have not scored since the first quarter. Talen Seaman hands it off to Daniel Fennig. Fennig around the left edge. He's to the 40 and shrug out of bounds at the 42-yard line, it appears. First down for the defenders. 20-yard pickup on the play for Daniel Fennig. So Dort College picks up the first down. 9:30 left to play. Third period. Talen Seaman checks his wristband for the play call. And Talen Seaman up to the line of scrimmage. Sends a man in motion. That's Lewis. Keeps it himself to Seaman. Seaman into the open. He's to midfield. He's to the 40. Breaks a tackle. He's to the 30. Down to the 20. And brought down out of bounds. Inside the 20. Down near the 10-yard line. So Talen Seaman that time all the way from his own 41-yard line. Down inside the 15. Looks like the 10-yard line. So 49-yard pickup on the play. Another first down for the defenders. And Dort College looking to build on their 22-14 lead. Dort College trailed 14-10 at halftime. They've scored twice already in this half. And looking for a third score. Talen Seaman is under center. They send Lewis in motion. Hand it off to Vandevek. Vandevek, positive yards. Picks up three, I would say. It's going to be second down and seven as he's thrown to the ground. 8:35 left to play in the third quarter. So second down and, well, Dort College can get a first down without getting into the end zone, so football wasn't quite marked at the 10-yard line. Second down and seven for the defenders. They pitch it wide right, and getting to the edge is Lewis. Kenny Lewis into the end zone. Touchdown, Dort College. We'll call it an 8-yard touchdown run for Lewis. And the Dort College defenders have taken a 28-14 lead with a point after on the way. 8:04 remaining here in the third quarter. Dort College coming from behind. They trailed at the end of the first quarter 14-0, got 10 back in the second quarter. And now have scored three touchdowns here in the third period. And they'll go for two here. Talen Seaman under center. They hand it off to Vandevek. No, Seaman keeps it himself, and Seaman is into the end zone. Touchdown, Dort College, and the defenders lead 30-14. Dort College, an 85-yard touchdown drive. Took a little over 2.5 minutes off of the clock, and the defenders lead by 16. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. Trinity Bible will receive the kickoff. Kevin Gacy, a short kick taken by the Lions at the 36-yard line. Trinity Bible will take over first down and 10 at their own 36, trailing now 30-14. 8:02 remaining in the third quarter. So Trinity Bible will have it. They're going to mark it at the 37-yard line. 8:02 remaining in the third quarter. Trinity Bible will come out onto the field with their offense. Trevor Taylor, the quarterback. Three receivers left, one right. Lynn Windham is to the far side. He's isolated with Cam Petrie. P.J. Trammell is the cornerback on the near side for Dort College. Handed off to Reese, and Reese, nothing there. Kasdan Reese thrown for a loss on the play. Tackle made by Vinoy Harris. Vinoy Harris on the stop. Vinoy, 6 foot, 220-pounder from Arlington, Texas. And that'll bring up second down and long. So a loss of four on the play. 7:45 left to play. Third period, Dort College leading 30-14. Send a man in motion from left to right. Three receivers now to the far side of the field. Pump fake. They pass over the top. Man wide open, and the pass is incomplete, intended for Royson Rout. Dort College, the defense, bit on the pump fake, and Rout got free over the top. Cole McLean was there at safety. Looked like he might have had a shot to stop him if Rout makes that catch, but at worst, it is Trinity Bible with a football in Dort College territory. Now the clock stops on the incomplete pass. It'll be third down and 15. Third and 15, they send Rout in motion from right to left. He'll line up in the slot now. Pass over the middle, incomplete, intended for Rout. Pressure applied by the Dort College defense. And Trevor Taylor throws the incomplete pass. It's fourth down and long, and Trinity Bible is forced to punt. Trinity Bible will be punting. And on that possession, they one running play and then two incomplete passes. They only take about 30 seconds off the clock. And the snap is over the head of Rout. Rout gets it away, a wobbler, and a flag on the play. So Rout got knocked down as he had to flag that snap down. And as he was running to the right, made that rugby-style kick. And they're going to call this a personal foul. A roughing call against Dort College.
Personal foul, roughing the kicker. That'll make it first and 10 for your Lions.
And I believe Coach Greg Youngblood saying that he's outside the tackle box when he came running over to the right. And at that point, he becomes a ball carrier. And Trinity Bible will get a 15-yard penalty on the play, or Dort College will be penalized 15 yards. And the Dort College defenders surrender the first down by virtue of the penalty. And it'll now be Trinity Bible football at their own 49-yard line, an automatic first down on the personal foul. I got that call correct. Handoff goes to Parsons. Parsons, the ball carrier, and Parsons is brought down after a pickup of 8 yards on the play, but the ball came out. Marquise Goodman has the football, but they're going to say the runner was down. It's second down and one. Second down and one for the Lions. Indoor College territory now at the 43-yard line. Second down and short. Fake the handoff. Pass on the left side. Completed. Swing pass. And the tackle made, stepping out of bounds was the ball carrier. So Drake Schaefer made that catch before he was forced out of bounds, but he picks up a first down. Gains 3 yards on the play. A lot of work for a 3-yard pickup. And it's another first down for the Lions. First down and 10 in Dort College territory at the 39 with 6:45 remaining in this quarter. Dort College leading 30-14. Trinity Bible back to pass is Taylor. Taylor's going to air it out to the far side. Player with the best play on it was Cam Petrie, and that one bounces off into the trees. And it'll be second down and 10. Second and 10, today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Hand off up the middle, and there's nothing there. Making the tackle for Dort College, Alex Vasquez and Sean Quinlan. Little or no gain on the play for Drake Schaefer. That's going to bring up third down and long, 6:13 remaining. Third down and 10. Taylor in the pistol. He's got a running back to his right. Facing third down and 10. Snap is on the ground, and he's got to fall on top of it. Loss of one on the play, and it'll be fourth down. Fourth down and long, and Trinity Bible Haven't scored since the first quarter. They're forced to go for it here. They've given up 30 unanswered points after leading 14 to nothing at the end of the first quarter. Trevor Taylor in the pistol. Back to pass. Going to roll right. Throw over the middle is complete, but short of the first down by a yard. It'll be North College football as Trinity Bible turns it over on down. Tanner Twigg turns it over on downs. Tanner Twigg stopped at the 30-yard line, at least a yard short of the first down marker. And Trinity Bible turns it over. Sador College, 5:27 left to play in the third quarter. They take over, first down and 10. And they are at their own 30-yard line. North College still leading, 30-14. Talon Seaman under center. Logan Vandevec, the running back, they send a man in motion. Seaman keeps it himself up the middle, and he goes for 3 yards on the play. Second down and 7 after Talon Seaman is brought down. He's a freshman from Sugar Fair, Texas. 3 yard pickup on the play for Seaman. Second down and 7, 5 minutes remaining, third quarter. Dort College leading 30-14. They've scored 3 times here in the second half. Talon Seaman. Fake the handoff, keeps it himself, and we've got a flag on the play as well. That was thrown at the on the far side. I believe that's a flag at least over on the sideline at the 30-yard line or so. And waiting for the indication from the official, encroachment, the call against Trinity Bible. It'll be a 5-yard penalty. Second down over.
5-yard penalty remains second down.
Makes it second down and 2 after the 5-yard mark off. 4:37 left to play third quarter. Rockland Mound to the near side for Dort College, the senior from Idaho. It's the play from the quarterback, Talon Seaman. They pitch it wide right over to Caffey. Caffey to the 40, and he is spun down at the 40-yard line. Short gain on the play. Clint Stout makes the tackle, but it looks like that's enough for Xavier Caffey to pick up a first down, and it is. Dort College keeps the drive moving. Into the wind. See if Dort College can chew some time off of the clock. 30-14, Dort College leading. Talon Seaman looks to the sideline. Gets the play call in. And with the football is Seaman. Seaman's going to be brought down at the 38-yard line. Loss of a couple on the play. Talon Seaman brought down for a 2-yard loss. It's going to be second down and 12. Second down and 12 yards to go. Rockland Mao and Miller will now swap sides of the field. Jason Miller over to the near side, the Michigan native. He's got the only catch for Dort College this afternoon. Xavier Caffey gets the pitch to the left side on the sweep, and he's going to be drugged down for a loss on the play. Tackle made by Josh Connor. Loss of 4 on the play all the way back to the 35. And that's going to bring up third down and long. Going to be third down and 16, it appears. Football marked at the 35. Dort College needs to make it just into Trinity Bible territory for a first down. Talon Seaman checks his wristband. 2:40 remaining. Third quarter of play. Talon Seaman in the pistol. He's going to roll right. Pass to Miller is complete. Near the 43-yard line. Not nearly enough for a first down. It's going to be fourth down and 7. And Dort College will send the punt team onto the field. And I believe for the fifth time this afternoon, Heath Bonestro will be punting into the wind. Bonestro has not punted with the wind this afternoon. 2 minutes remaining in this third quarter. Dort College swinging the momentum into their favor. Playing into the wind for this third quarter. They've managed to come from 4 points down at halftime to take the lead. Bonestro gets the gets a running start. And he punts it high into the air. It is downed at the 38-yard line. Logan Schoenhoven downs it for the defenders. And it'll be first down for Trinity Bible at their own 38-yard line. So Trinity Bible with it, first down and 10. After Dort College drive stalled out, I believe that's a 20-yard punt. Day like today, though, with winds out of the south at 15 to 25 and probably closer to the 25 most of the afternoon. Bonestro's average will suffer, but Dort College can get out of here with a win. I don't think anybody will be complaining. Back to pass. Hits the receiver right in the numbers, and it falls to the ground incomplete. Trevor Taylor delivered that one right on the numbers, but unable to reel it in was Alex Watley. That will bring up second down and 10. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. Dort College still leading 30-14. And now we have a player shaken up for Trinity Bible. That's the big fella, Tate Williams, 6'5", 340 from Yuma, Arizona. He's going to limp off of the field. Coming in to replace him will be Jacob Perales, a 6-foot, 280-pounder from Milan, Texas. .139 left to play. .139 left to play, third quarter. Trevor Taylor directing traffic. He's got a back left and right. He's going to drop back to pass. Throws over the top, has a man open, and the pass falls incomplete. Alex Watley. Looks like the grass monster got him as he tripped at about the 30-yard line. Had his man beat. Nearest man to him was Tanner Twigg. I beg your pardon, that was the nearest man to him was Mike Dayton for Dort College. And that brings up third down and 10, and Trinity Bible will go for it. Well, obviously they'll go for it here, third and 10. Been a long afternoon already. Trevor Taylor in the pistol, drops back to pass, looking, and he is brought down. The football comes free. Coming up with it is JT Texera, and Texera is brought down at the 20-yard line, and catching the brunt of that one was Trevor Taylor. Leonard Manuel applied the pressure. Football came loose, and JT Texera makes the recovery. The sophomore from Manteca, California, returns it to the Trinity Bible 20-yard line, and the defenders will have it first down and 10 with 1:25 remaining in the third period. So Dort College leading 30-14, looking to build on the lead, and we talked about how important the wind was to start the contest. Well, Dort College has scored three times into the wind, once on defense with an interception return. Another two times have been offensive drives. Logan Vandevec, the ball carrier, no gain on the play. Second down and 10. So Dort College with it at the Trinity Bible 20-yard line after the fumble recovery. Looked like JT Texera might return it all the way, but was stopped at the 20, and now with just under a minute left to go in the third quarter, Dort College looks over to the sideline to get their play. Offensive line, it appears to be intact again. Have not had any change on the offensive line, and we'll recap that for you here if Dort College doesn't score. Logan Vandevec, the ball carrier, gaping hole on the left side. That's right behind Ben Buma. and Ricky Nelson, I believe, on the left side of the line. Oh, it's Dylan Stevens. Stevens is 61 on the left side, along with Ben Buma. Riley Sharper's the center. Dort College picks up a first down, down to the 10-yard line. It'll be first down. Well, it's going to be first down and 10 from the 11, so tough to see the yard line down on that far side of the field. 20 seconds remaining, third quarter. Man in motion is Fennig. Handoff goes to Vandevek. Vandevek the ball carrier. And Vandevek down inside the five, it appears. Picks up six on the play. And it's going to be second down and 4 yards to go in Dort College. That was the last play of the third quarter. We'll swing the field. Dort College leads 30-14. When we're back right after this, this is Dort College football on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR, Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Second down and four from the five. Talon Seaman under center. Keeps it himself after the fake to Vandevek. And spun down near the goal line is Talon Seaman. Seaman stopped at the 1 yard line, it appears, and it looks to me like Dort College probably got the first down, but short of the goal line. Well, they haven't given the indication of it being a first down yet. Well, they're going to say third down. Third down and less than a yard from the 1 yard line. Be awfully tough for the defenders to get a first down without getting into the end zone. Loken Vandevek is the running back. Seaman follows his center. Riley Sharper into the end zone, and College makes that one look pretty easy. Talon Seaman is with the touchdown from 1 yard. And the Dort College defenders lead now 36-14 with a point after on the way for Kevin Giese. Kevin Giese on the point after. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights, but they're going to call the play dead. False start on the defenders. Step off 5 yards, and it'll make it a little longer point after attempt for Giese. It'll be spotted at the 15 now rather than the 10. With the wind at his back, the left-footed kicker. Trying to make this a 37-14 lead. Cole McLean, the holder. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights. And the defenders lead now 37-14. 37-14, our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College capitalizing on a fumble recovery, eventually score a touchdown, and Dort College leads it 37-14, 37 unanswered by the defenders. Back with more after this. Dort College leads 37-14. And Giese puts his foot into it with the wind, and he's going to drive the return man for Trinity Bible back to the goal line, and Barry Bighorn watches it go over his head. Through the end zone for a touchback, and Trinity Bible will take over first down and 10 at their own 25-yard line with 14:09 left to go in this game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. It's been all Dort College in the third quarter. And to start the fourth quarter, Dort College, since halftime, has scored 27 points. And the defenders waking up at halftime, ignited by Cam Petrie, 49-yard interception return for a touchdown. Daniel Fennig then followed that with a 60-yard touchdown run. 8-yard run by Ken Lewis was Dort College's third score of the second half. And then J.T. Texera recovered a fumble that led to an eventual score for the defenders. Trinity Bible with the football, moving into the wind now for the fourth quarter. Ball carrier for Trinity Bible is Kasdan Reese. He brings it to the 26-yard line. Gain of one on the play. Second down and 9. Trevor Taylor, the quarterback, he looked shaken up after that last series, but he's back on the field, and Taylor's scrambling, and he's going to be brought down. Dort College with the sack, getting the sack for the defenders. That's Sean Quinlan. Also on the sack was Taylor Teal. Teal, the senior from Tucson, Arizona. The Dort College defenders knock him back 6 yards on that quarterback sack. It's third down and 15. Third down and 15, and now we have a stoppage of play. And I believe the football rolled because of the wind, so they blow it dead. Third down and 15. Back to pass. Taylor over the middle. Pass is complete and brought down by Dort College's Cole McLean. McLean makes the tackle at the 44-yard line. So gain of 24 on the play. First down for the Lions. 12:55 left to play. Swing pass, near side, and pass falls incomplete, intended for Royce and Rout. That'll bring up second down and 10. Second and 10. Trevor Taylor not able to put much zip on that one. Second down and 10. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. And the handoff. And a pickup of 4 yards on the play. And a flag comes out. I think we might have had a late hit by the defenders. Gain of 4 on the play. We're going to have some yardage tacked on to the end of this one. I think for Dort College, Brian Bowman might have gotten called for a late hit. So a 15-yard penalty marked off at the end of the play. That'll go from the Trinity Bible 49-yard line to the 36-yard line of Dort College. Trinity Bible scored 2 touchdowns in the first quarter. Since then, they have been quiet. 12:44 remaining. And Trinity Bible up to the line of scrimmage. This is Trevor Taylor in the pistol. And Taylor keeps it himself. He's still on his feet to the 30 and brought down at the 25-yard line. Gain of 12 on the play. And that's going to be first down and 10 for the Lions. And it looks like it's at the 22 or 23-yard line. First down and 10 for Trinity Bible. Trinity Bible in the pistol. One receiver left, two to the right. Taylor hands it off, and nothing there that time. Making the tackle for the defenders. No gain on the play, Alex Vasquez. Vasquez makes the stop. And it's going to be second down and long, 12:13 left to go in the game. Schaefer is in the backfield along with Taylor. Fake the handoff, back to pass is Taylor. He's going to keep it himself. Not much room there, and he's going to be ridden down inside the 20. Stop short of the first down, it appears. And it's going to be fourth down and short. I beg your pardon, third down and short. So third down and short for the Lions. Lions obviously in four down territory here trailing. And nothing there that time. Throwing the ball carrier for a loss. That's Vasquez. Drake Schaefer got the carry. But he's thrown for at least a 2 or 3 yard loss. It's going to be fourth down and 4. Fourth down and 4. 11-12 left to play. So fourth down for the Lions. Working into the wind here in the fourth quarter. Taylor is in the pistol. He's got Kasdan Reese with him to his left. Three receivers right. He's going to look left. Pass over the middle is complete. The first down. P.J. Trammell makes the tackle, but not before the pass is completed to Barry Beghorn. Inside the 10, down to the 6-yard line. First down and goal now for the Lions. I think at the 8-yard line now. First down and goal to go at the 8. Back to pass. Taylor looks over the middle. Pass is batted down, incomplete. Marquise Goodman reaching up to knock it away. P.J. Trammell also there on the coverage. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. It'll be second down and goal to go from the 8-yard line. Second down and goal to go from the 8. Pistol formation again. Reese is in the backfield. Taylor's going to roll right. Keeps it himself. Benoit Harris slows him up. Little or no gain on the play again. Tackle made by Dort College's Andrew Cameron. First time I think we've called Andrew's name today. It's going to be third down and goal to go. Timeout on the field, charge two, Trinity Bible. Dort College leads 37-14. Back with more after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading 37-14. Third down and goal to go from the 8-yard line for Trinity Bible. Trevor Taylor hands it off right side, and he is stopped short of the 5-yard line. The ball carrier was Thomas Parsons. And that's going to be fourth down and goal to go for the Lions, trailing 37-14 with under 10 minutes remaining in this contest. Trinity Bible has not scored since they threw a touchdown pass midway through the first quarter. So fourth down and goal to go for the Lions. Taylor directing traffic. Danger of a delay of game penalty here if they don't snap it. Now they get it away. Taylor looks right. Pass over the middle is incomplete. Hit the intended receiver. Lim Windham in the hands, it appeared. Pass falls incomplete. Dort College gets it back on downs. So a turnover on downs by the Lions with 9:26 remaining here in the ballgame. Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 8-yard line. Dort College leading 37-14. Let's see if Dort College can run some time off of the clock. Talon Seaman is under center. 9:26 remaining. Seaman's going to run option. Pitches right side, gets it over to Caffey. Caffey, the ball carrier to the 10 and forced out of bounds. After a pickup of 5 yards on the play, forced out of bounds at the 13-yard line, it'll be second down and 5. Second down and 5 yards to go. Dort College with the football at their own 13-yard line. They wind the clock back into play. Well, a few Dort College fans made their way to Ellendale, North Dakota, sitting across the way. Talon Seaman keeps it himself after the fake to Vandevecht. Seaman in the open. He's to the 30, to the 35, 40, and brought down at the 41-yard line. A 28-yard pickup on the play for Talon Seaman. A first down in the process. For those of you wondering about your geography lesson for today, Ellendale, North Dakota, located approximately 30 miles north of Aberdeen, South Dakota. a five-hour trip if you don't make any stops. 8:45 with left to go in the game. Dort College leading 37-14. Talen Seaman runs it out from deep in Dort College territory. New receiver in for the defenders. That's number 87, Ty Eichmann, on the near side. Looks like some new players in for Trinity Bible as well. Football on the ground, and Trinity Bible comes away with it. Fumble on the exchange. And coming away with it was Cole White. Loken Vandevac never able to fully possess it, it appeared. And it'll be first down and 10 for Trinity Bible at the Dort College 42-yard line. 8:22 remaining in the game. So a turnover on by fumble. Trinity Bible has it, first down and 10. So Trevor Taylor is the quarterback. Taylor, no time to get rid of it. And Matt Albert. Matt Albert with the quarterback sack. And as he releases Trevor Taylor, Taylor falls down, and they're going to throw a penalty flag on the play. So a personal foul against Dort College. So a 15-yard mark off from the line of scrimmage. And it'll be first down and 10 for the Lions at the 27-yard line. .8:15 left to play. Ball game. Back to pass is Taylor. Taylor flushed from the pocket. And he is brought down on the play by Curtis Emery. No gain on the play. It's second down and 10. Second and 10 with 7:50 left to go in the game. Trinity Bible with the football in Dort College territory. Trevor Taylor. In the pistol, he's got Thomas Parsons to his right. Dort College, three down linemen. Linebackers creeping up to the line of scrimmage. Pass is incomplete. Intended on the near side. And that was intended for Windham. Falls incomplete after hitting him in the hands. It'll be third down and 10. Third down and 10. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. 7:33 remaining in this ball game. Taylor gets the snap, back to pass, throws right, pass falls incomplete, and that'll bring up fourth down. Fourth down and 10 yards to go. Taylor looks to the sideline. And so Taylor will bring the troops up to the line of scrimmage. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Lim Windham is the receiver on the near side. Back to pass, Taylor. Taylor looks left, now dumps it off right side. Pass is completed to Thomas Parsons. The screen play set up, and Parsons is brought down near the 10-yard line. A first down for the Lions. A first down and 10 for the Lions now at the 12-yard line. First down and 10 for the Lions. Dort College trying to keep the streak intact where they've held Trinity Bible scoreless. And they fake the handoff to Parsons. Keeps it himself, though, does Taylor. Taylor spun down inside the 5-yard line. Gain of 6 or 7 on the play. It's going to be second down and short. Second down and 4. 6-yard pickup on the play. They hand it off, and still on his feet is Parsons. Parsons, Dort College trying to rip the football loose. And Thomas Parsons holds on to it, gains two on the play. It's third down and two. Third and two, 6:30 remaining. .625 left to play. In this contest, Dort College leads 37-14. Trinity has not scored since the first quarter. Pitch goes wide right, racing to the corner, and did he make it into the end zone? It does not appear he did. Ball carrier was Barry Bighorn that time. Forced out of bounds. Tackle made by Dort College's Alex Vasquez. Clock stops on the play. And will they award him a first down? It does not appear that they will. He was not nearly as close to the touchdown as I had thought. And they're going to bring the chains in from the far side of the field. They've got to bring it all the way over from the east side of the field to the west side of the field to see where this one is in relation. It's either going to be first down and goal to go, or fourth down and less than a yard. And it appears it will be short. Fourth down. Fourth down and less than a foot, it appears. 6:10 remaining in the contest. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Dort College leading 37-14. And Dort College trying to keep the Trinity Bible Lions scoreless since the first quarter. Fourth down and short for Trinity Bible inside the Dort College 5-yard line. Trevor Taylor in the pistol. He's got running back Barry Bighorn to his right. Parsons to his left, fakes the handoff to Parsons, swing pass, and a first down, and did he get in? Yes, touchdown, Lions. Trinity Bible scores for the first time since the first quarter to make it 37-20 with a point after coming. Our score. And the Trinity Bible Lions will line up for two. Taylor talks to his running back, one of his running backs. That's Barry Bighorn. Snap to Taylor. Taylor's going to roll right. Now cuts it back up the middle, and he is waylaid by Vinoy Harris. Matt Albert also in on the stop for the defenders, and the Dort College defenders lead 37-20 with 6:01 remaining in this football game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Two-point conversion fails. Back with more after this. Dort College lines up anticipating a onside kick. And the Lions kicking off into the wind. And a short kick. Xavier Caffey will run for it, and it's actually Rockland Mao. Mao makes the fair catch, and he is knocked down after the play by Daniel Scott. That'll be a 15-yard penalty tacked on at the end of the play. Rockland Mao called for the fair catch, made the over-the-shoulder catch, and that will bring it from the Dort College 39-yard line to the 46-yard line. And that will be in Trinity Bible territory. So Dort College will have it at the Trinity Bible 46 with 6:01 left to play in the contest. First down and 10 for the Dort College defenders, leading 37-20. 6:01 left to play in the contest. Riley Sharper up to the line of scrimmage. Talon Seaman is his quarterback. Logan Vandevec, the running back. Talon Seaman Fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. And he is going to be brought down after a 2 or 3 yard pickup. Brings up second down and 7. Second and 7. Fake the handoff to Loken Vandeback. And then Taylen Seaman picks up 3 yards on the play. Second down and 7 on the way. 5:38 and counting. Ball game. Dort College leading. 37-20 after trailing 14-0 at the end of the first quarter and 14-10 at the half. Van Groningen in the contest for Dort College. The near side wide receiver, that's Josh Van Groningen. Miller is to the far side. Fake the handoff. Seaman will keep it himself. Seaman at the 41-yard line. Gain of 3 on the play. 2 yard pickup on the play, we'll call it. It'll be second down. I beg your pardon, third down and 5. Third down and 5 yards to go. Dort College in Trinity Bible territory. Dort College up a couple of scores. Actually up 3 scores, leading by 17. A few first downs here. Dort College can make it awfully difficult, barring something very strange. So third down and long for the defenders. Rolling right is Taylen Seaman. Seaman pass over the middle is complete to Miller. Miller makes the catch, and that's enough for a first down. Gain of 10 on the play. Jason Miller comes up a little bit lame. Limps back to the huddle. Jason Miller on the pass completion. And we will have a new wide receiver come in. This is Eichmann. Eichmann will check in. Miller will check out. And Dort College can run some more clock. 4:15 left to play in this ballgame. Dort College leads 37-20. Taylen Seaman has Vandeback behind him. And we have a flag on the play. This one's going to be against the offense as they stop play. So a 5-yard penalty against the Dort College defenders on the way. It'll be first down and 15. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30. Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for these successful investors. 712-395-0764. First and 15 for the defenders after the penalty. Dort College with it at the Trinity Bible, 35-yard line. Taylen Seaman runs it himself, loses the football. And the fumble gives the football back to the Trinity Bible Lions. Taylen Seaman lost it on the way down near the 30-yard line. And that is where Trinity Bible will take over, first down and 10. 3:51 left to go in the game. Dort College with a 37-20 lead, so they should be in good shape that way, but you'd certainly like to see them just simply run the clock out and finish this off. Trinity Bible takes over, first down and 10 at their own 29-yard line. First down and 10 for the Lions. Taylor in the pistol, back to pass. Pass completed on the near side to Windham. Windham kept in bounds, and he's going to be brought down. First man there was Nick Payton for the defenders. Gain of 3 on the play. Second down and 7. Second and 7 for Trinity Bible. 3:33 remaining in this football game. Trevor Taylor, back to pass, steps up in the pocket, pass is completed again to Windham. Windham gets around his cornerback, and he's into Dort College territory, brought down at the 45-yard line. Dort College's Ari Hoekstra makes the play, comes up with a tackle. Hoekstra, the near side cornerback, working against Windham. P.J. Trammell on the far side at a corner. Back to pass. They swing it out to the running back. And the tackle made by Ari Hoekstra and Logan Schoenhoven. Reese on the carry after the pass completion. And a first down, I beg your pardon, second down and four for the Lions after the six-yard pickup on the play. 2:45 and counting. Lions swing it out to Reese again, and Reese that time unable to make the pass catch. Stops the clock with the incomplete pass. It'll be third down and four. Third down and four. 2:42 remaining in this contest. Dort College leads 37-20. And back to throw is Taylor. Taylor, pass completed to Reese. Reese over the middle. He's to the 30. Inside the 30, down to the 27-yard line. And a couple of Dort College players picking themselves up off of the bottom of the pile. That's Eric Broker on the tackle. Also on the stop, Ari Hoekstra. And Hoekstra will make his way off of the field. Back to pass. Pass thrown towards the sideline, but we're going to have an illegal substitution, I believe, as Dort College didn't get all of their players off the field before the play was run. I think they might have had 12 men on the field when the ball was snapped. So an illegal substitution on the defenders, or I should say 12 men on the field. The near side cornerback, Ari Hoekstra, was trying to get off of the field and wasn't able to make it off in time. And the flag comes out. 5-yard penalty against the defenders. It'll be first down and five. 2:25 left to play in this contest. Dort College leading 37-20, but Trinity Bible threatening. Trevor Taylor, the quarterback. Taylor gets the snap, back to pass, steps up in the pocket. He's going to scramble, pass to the far side. Pass is completed. Trammell makes the tackle, but not before the first down is gained. Pass completed to Bighorn. And it'll be first down and goal to go for the Lions inside the Dort College 10. Looks about like a football is marked shy of the five, I think. First down and goal to go at the six, we'll call it. And the football comes loose, picking it up as Taylor. Taylor rolling right. He's going to throw towards the end zone, and the pass falls incomplete. That'll bring up second down and goal to go with 2:11 left to play in the game. 2:11 remaining. Dort College leading 37-20. Dort College up, scoring 27 points here in the second half. Second down and goal to go at the 6-yard line. Taylor, back to pass, swings it right side. Pass is completed and short of the goal line, though. Pass completed to Royson Rout. Rout inside the 5, down to the 4. And it's going to be third down and goal to go. Third and goal to go from the 4-yard line. Rolling left is Taylor. Taylor lofts it into the end zone, and pass falls incomplete. That was intended for Tanner Twigg. And that'll bring up third down. I beg your pardon, fourth down and goal to go from the 4. 1:42 remaining in the contest. Trinity Bible threatening with 1:42 left to go. Dort College leading 37-20. Trevor Taylor in the backfield. Along with him is Thomas Parsons. Trinity Bible back to pass. Pass into the end zone is picked off by Matt Elbert. And Elbert is waylaid at the 5-yard line. So Matt Elbert picks it off in the end zone. brings it out to the five, and the Dort College defenders will get the defense off of the field with 1:35 remaining in this contest. Albert steps in front of the pass into the end zone, brought it out to the five, and was brought down. 1:35 remaining in regulation. Dort College is going to win their first game of the season. New quarterback in for Dort College. This is Zach Barker, the 5'8 sophomore from Katy, Texas. And Barker hands it off. Straight ahead carry for Loken Vandebeck. Short gain on the play for Vandebeck. Picks up maybe three or four on the play. Second down and six, we'll call it. 1:19 left to go in the contest. Dort College will have to run one or two more plays, unless Trinity Bible elects to use a timeout or two. Zach Barker under center, hands it off to Vandebeck. Vandebeck, the ball carrier. Vandebeck picks up a first down. Clock will stop momentarily as they reset the chains. Vandebeck picks up 9 yards on the play. And it'll be first down and 10 for the defenders. 52.2 seconds remaining. And the Dort College defenders will hold in the huddle, I would imagine, until there's less than 40 seconds remaining. Run one play, and that should be the final. So Barker is under center. 35 seconds now. And the handoff goes to Vandebeck. Vandebeck, the ball carrier. Vandebeck to the 27-yard line, and that'll be the final play of the game. Dort College will win by a final of 37-20. Dort College goes to 1-5, and they resume Great Plains Athletic Conference play next Saturday when they host Nebraska Wesleyan. We'll take a 2-minute break, and we'll be back with a recap of today's football from Ellendale, North Dakota. Right after this, this is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to the Wireless World postgame wrap. Let's take a look at how this shook down. Dort College trailed 14-0 after the first quarter, trailed 14-10 at the end of the half. Scored three times in the third quarter to go from down 14-10 to up 30-14. Two teams exchanged touchdowns in the fourth quarter. 37-20 is your final. Dort College gave up two touchdown plays by Trinity Bible in the first quarter. Barry Beghorn caught a 55-yard touchdown pass from Tanner Twigg to make it 6-0 with 11:23 left to go in the game in the first quarter. Royson Rout caught a 30-yard pass from Trevor Taylor to make it 14-0 with 4:19 remaining. In the second quarter, Kevin Giese kicked a 33-yard field goal. That was with 11:35 left to go in the half to make it 14-3. And Taylen Seaman, a 70-yard touchdown run, capped a three-play 12-yard drive to make it 14-10 at halftime. Dort College got on the board quickly in the third quarter when Cameron Petrie had a 49-yard interception return. Kevin Giese kicked, banged off of the upright. 16-14, Dort College had a lead they would never relinquish. Daniel Fennig had a 60-yard touchdown run the next time Dort College got the football to make it 22-14. And Ken Lewis capped the scoring in the third period with a 8-yard touchdown run to cap a 6-play, 81-yard drive to make it 30-14. And Taylen Seaman had a 2-yard touchdown run after a fumble recovery by J.T. Taxra with 14:09 left to go in the game to make it 37-14. Trinity Bible did get a score with 6:01 left to go in the fourth quarter to make the final 37-20. The numbers look like this. Dort College, 15 first downs, Trinity Bible 17. Dort College ran 68 plays from scrimmage for 362 yards. Trinity Bible ran 89 plays from scrimmage for 332 yards. Dort College ran for 334 yards, passed for 28. Trinity Bible, 267 yards passing. And they had 65 yards rushing. Dort College 31-29 on possession. Trinity Bible 28-31. Door College, 5 of 14 on third down conversions. Trinity Bible, 4 of 21. Talen Seaman ran for 153 yards on 23 carries. Daniel Fennig, 7 carries for 95 yards. Logan Vandevec, 14 carries, 63 yards. Xavier Caffey, 12 carries for 27 yards. Seaman was 3 of 8 through the air. All the completions to Jason Miller for a total of 28 yards. Heath Bonestrow punted 5 times, all into a stiff south breeze. He ends up with an average of 23.8 yards. He had a long of 34. JT Texera had 8 tackles, as did Alex Vasquez and Benoit Harris. Leonard Manuel also had 7 tackles, 2 of them for loss. For Trinity Bible, Thomas Parson had 15 carries for 37 yards. Kasdan Reese, 9 carries for 21 yards. Trevor Taylor, 22 of 46 passing with 3 interceptions for 212 yards. Barry Bighorn caught 5 passes for 94 yards and 2 touchdowns. Cole White led Trinity Bible with 16 tackles. Deshaun Sowell had 9 tackles. That will do it for our broadcast for this afternoon. York College gets the win by a final score of 37-20 over Trinity Bible. Taking a look at other scores today, it was Morningside over Hastings, 76-14. Dakota Wesleyan was up late in the game on Doan, 23-15. And Concordia and Nebraska Wesleyan are in overtime. Last check, it was Concordia leading in overtime after a field goal, 34-31. And earlier today, it was Northwestern defeating Briarcliff, 38-0. Earlier today, cross country, the women's team from Dort College wins the pre-nationals, or the nationals preview, in Lawrence, Kansas, by 3 points. And the Dort College men finished ninth. Dort College soccer in action this afternoon into this evening in Hastings, Nebraska. That will do it for our broadcast, and that's been the Wireless World postgame wrap. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Once again, our final, Dort College 37, Trinity Bible 20. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker.